The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now Nadine O'Regan is on tonight from 9pm to 10pm with her brilliant music show, Songs in the Key of Life. And this week her guest is Neil Walton, CEO of Walton's Music, and they'll be chatting about the long history of that shop, the players who've been in there and the falling slowly Oscar win. An important scene and once was filmed in that shop. And he'll be picking some of his favourite Irish music as well as a couple of international names. So do tune in to Nadine. Songs of the Key of Life between 9 and 10. Shout outs. Hello, gang. Given the last Friday was World Sleep Day, I'd love a shout out for Revolution Project Sleep Workshops. Whether it's having difficulty nodding off, staying asleep, or feeling like you've never wanted to chuck off your duvet in the morning, we've got you covered. Listeners can find us at hello@lettucerevolt.com. I love that name. hello@lettucerevolt.com for info on the various options, including hosting one in your own front room. That's from Tressa Sprague, who is a member of Team SBS. Hi, Connell and the Sunday Business Show crew. Just an update from Shine's Wild Irish Albacore Tuna. Our first delivery is mid-Atlantic en route to New York as we speak. Well done, you guys. Available in selected stores in Manhattan from mid-April. Hi, Connell, an avid listener of Team SBS, but this is my first shout-out. I'm a voice therapist empowering people to speak with impact. I'd love a shout-out for my e-course, Speak with Confidence in 5 days. To celebrate Paddy's weekend, I'm offering 25% off the course until Friday, the 23rd of March. You will find www.lindacoylevoice.ie. Best wishes from Linda. Linda Coyle Voice. Now, it's snowing in Dublin, and no doubt the queues for Brennan's bread slice pans are already forming outside the local shops. But if your culinary desires go beyond sliced bread, you should check out Sligo Company Quick Crop, a company that ships everything you need to grow your own food right to your door. They even have videos on their website to make sure you don't destroy your fledgling crop of tomatoes or lettuce. Niall McAllister is founder of Quick Crop and has driven from Sligo in this weather to join us live in studio. Good morning, Niall.
Morning, Connell. How are you?
Well, thank you very much for braving the snows.
Well, I wish I was here to launch spring. I thought I might have been. But anyway, I mean, look, this is the last bite of winter, I think. And by Wednesday or Thursday, it's going to be 8 or 10 degrees. So we'll be ready to grow for the season ahead, hopefully.
And tell us what you do.
So basically, Quick Crop is, we're an online retailer of everything that people need for growing their own. So fruit and vegetables, we supply raised beds. Ton bags of soil to fill them, the plants to go into them, so and tutorials around that to help people grow their own.
All delivered to your door.
All delivered to your door, and we supply all over Ireland, the UK, and now Europe as well.
15,000 people in Britain buy your product.
That's right.
And they have no idea it's coming from Sligo.
No, I mean, it's not that we're being dishonest or anything.
Oh, no,
but the I know that. But the reality is, nowadays, consumers aren't that concerned where it comes from. Once it comes quickly, efficiently, and it's good value for money, and that's what we offer.
And you have a gorgeous website, because I have been on it.
Yeah.
And you employ 4 people to keep your website shiny.
We do, but my business partner, Andrew, is a graphic designer, so he's very, very meticulous about what the website looks like, how it is. And yes, it is, and we get approached by a lot of people about how good our website is. You know, both the quickcrop.ie and the quickcrop.co.uk, you know, they are really, it's a really good website, but a lot of time and effort goes into making sure that we get up the top of the Google rankings. And the lads in the office, that's essentially what those 3 or 4 lads do every day of the week, is make sure we write content, get up the top of the rankings, and come up first when somebody puts in how to grow rhubarb or how to grow vegetables, whatever.
And anybody can learn from your success.
Yeah, I mean, I think online gets a lot of negative feedback. I was talking to a guy the other day in Sligo, and he said, oh, you're an online retailer, you're taking all of the business out. But reality is, we don't take any business out of the Sligo area. It only has a population of 65,000. We sell all over Ireland, the UK and Europe. We've 10 staff who then spend money in the Sligo economy. And the same can be done anywhere. And I think we need to start looking at online from a retail point of view, that this is an opportunity for Ireland, and we could become the online hub of Europe and be firing all that stuff back to the UK and Europe rather than just buying it in. And there's nothing wrong with buying it in, but let's do the same the other way around, which is what we're doing.
You are singing the Sunday Business Show song, because good, that is what we want to do. So key things that people should be doing. First of all, check out quality sites like quickcrop.ie and see how to do it properly.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've, as I say, content, we've 4 million views on YouTube, you know, so people go online, you know, they want to know how to grow a cabbage or whatever it is, the video is there. They don't have to pay for that, right? But the theory from our point of view is if we can educate them, give them the information in a nice, orderly way and hold their hand, that they will buy their products from us, and it's proven to be successful.
15,000 UK customers, as I mentioned. How big could you grow that, or what are your ambitions there?
Well, we've a very interesting thing at the moment that we're looking at. I mean, one of the Achilles heels of our business is it's seasonal. So recently, myself and Andrew sat down and we just went, well, look, we've now opened in Germany. We have a logistics hub in the UK. You know, why don't we do the same in Australia and New Zealand, and just their spring and autumn, or their spring and summer is our winter. You know, just flip it and do the same down there, you know.
You're going to ship from Sligo?
No, we're not going to ship from Sligo. No, okay. We'll do our European shipping from Sligo, all right. But no, we'll open a logistics hub, the same as we've just done in Germany. We'll open one in Australia. I mean, it's a conversation at the moment, but the possibilities of online are amazing, particularly with logistics. The way it works nowadays, we just plug into what we do here, find a logistics hub down there, repeat what we're doing, same videos, same website, obviously .au, and hopefully the same success.
Now, I first met you at the Brexit event with Enterprise Ireland, and Brexit is going to have an effect.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and it's, look, would I be fair for it not to be happening? Mm. Absolutely, right? Yeah. But the reality is, Conal, that, you know, that's just a business challenge, but it's opened up doors for us. We're now, we wouldn't be opening in Germany at the moment if it hadn't been for Brexit. We just went, look, we've now opened a logistics hub in Coventry. We're dealing with a lot of our logistics in the UK directly out of there, and we've now set up a UK company. We'll do the same in Germany.
And that, if you remember, was what Roland Gruppler said as well. He is an engineer down in Mayo, and he was saying that, again,
right,
Brexit is making him go further afield.
It is. It gets you to think outside the box.
An opportunity.
It is an opportunity, yes. Mm.
How big can you get?
Well, I mean, our ambitions are not to have a business that turns over 20 or 30 million. We have a very tidy business. It's doing very nicely. Myself and Andrew have a great quality of life.
Could
and for us, it's about
it's
that as well.
It's not to have.
No, it's not. No. It's to have a business that gives us and our staff and a quality of life that growing your own food. That's why we set up Quick Crop in the first place, you know? So, yeah, no, we're not looking for that, but we do have a very nice business.
And you're fully funded?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but so, we had 3 years of no salary.
Yeah, that's the overnight success after X numbers of years.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. And anything else that you are likely to start growing? Because you do the entire range anyway.
Oh, we do, yeah. I mean, everything really. We've moved into growing people for growing fruit. You know, I mean, there's the opportunities are huge. We have moved into the general gardening market as well. And we could go quite big there also.
And you even sell, did I see, secateurs and little shovels and spades and stuff like that?
We do, yeah. We sell wheelbarrows. We sell all of that kind of stuff and deliver to people's doors, which is the important part.
The only thing is you won't weed the bed, will you?
No, get in time to do your own garden. It's like a plumber sort of with a leak in their own house, you know.
Oh, and I should have mentioned, you also do things that'll go onto the, in an apartment out on the little balcony.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's...
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's essentially for anyone, from growing a few herbs on their windowsill to a fully-fledged large garden. I mean, at the end of the day, very few people are going to be able to produce all of their own food, but if they can produce a small amount of it and take the ownership back of that, I mean, that's what we saw with the bad weather there 2 weeks ago. We all of a sudden had quite a glut of people going, oh my God, the food ran out in the shops in 2 days, right?
I mean, listen, that was just ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous, but very quickly people panicked and went, well, what if I couldn't produce any of my own food? What if there was no food to buy? You know, maybe we should be buying locally in local markets, because I was in Sligo. I went into the local supermarkets, they were empty, but I went to the local farmer's market on the Saturday and they were all still there.
So a little lesson.
A little lesson.
And one final thing is, you're very affordable.
Yeah, I mean, like that, you can get into growing your own from a packet of seeds for €2 to...
No, but if I went and got one of your little things for an apartment, for example, how much is that?
You can get set up for 30, 40 euros.
Yeah, that's
not,
I was amazed at
how
good value is. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Continued success. That's Niall McAllister, and anybody who wants to find him will find him at...
quickcrop.ie
or
quickcrop.co.uk.
Very good. Thanks, Niall. And we are going to take a quick break, after which we will be talking about Baby Elegance brand.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.